it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning. Welcome to the Garden Show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody out there. And I'd like to say a big thank you to everybody that stopped at Black Pearl County Fair at the booth that we had there and talked to a lot of people. And it was really fun and some nice days there Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, the Friday was a little cool, though, wasn't it, for the fair?
Yeah. Friday were not the most ideal. But, boy, was there people there
Saturday. On Saturday.
It was fun.
Yep. Yeah, Saturday, they had to break almost a break of a record, I would guess, for attendance.
Yeah, it was good. There was a lot of cars there. I went home, and my wife says, oh, where did you park? And I said, I don't think you could park in Madison.
Nope, that's right. Well, where I live, they usually don't get cars parked on my street, but the street was a lot of cars parked there. So.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was good.
Did you get a lot of questions? People ask you a lot of questions when you were sitting outside of your booth there?
Yeah. Home and Garden Building was absolutely gorgeous. There was a lot of vegetables there, a lot of displays, a lot of flowers. And so I was glad to see that. So people must be having a good gardening year.
Yep. Yeah, you see that in the farmer's market. There's a lot of good fresh produce at farmer's markets in our area.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Get a good tomato.
All right. Hey, we're going to open up our phone lines as we always do for questions for Dwayne. You can remain anonymous. Chris will take your question and hand it to me, and we'll see if we can stump Dwayne with a longer garden question.
Is that your goal?
That's my goal. We haven't never stumped you, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know. I think I said a few times I have to research that.
Anyway, that number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. If you have an issue with a garden or a plant or a lawn, give us a call right now, 598-7301. Dwayne, what's our plants of the week?
Again, you can see that on Facebook. It's called Thrift. It's a small plant. It's kind of a succulent type thing, and has small pointy leaves, doesn't get very tall, 3-4 inches high, and then it shoots a flower up, and it looks like a top of a onion bulb. It is in the actual onion family, but it's called Thrift. And if you want something little that grows in a hot spot, it's a very cute little plant.
You see that out in the country a lot, don't you, while you're driving? Or not?
No.
Okay.
Something like that, but this is more of a plant you would have in your garden. But what you see out in the ditches and stuff, that's not Thrift. No.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So what's our horticultural concern for the day or week?
Well, why is my lawn turning? I put on in there. Purple.
It is. I have a lot of it in my yard.
And we're going to get rid of that. But crabgrass, and, you know, at the fair we had kind of two questions, you know, what do I do with my lilacs, and how do I get rid of the weeds or crabgrass in my lawn? If you're going to have to go after crabgrass right now, you're just kind of wasting your money. Make sure you put the crabgrass preventer down next spring, and you'll prevent those seeds from germinating. The plants that are in there right now will die at first frost. That's kind of what's happening when it's turning color. It's taking the energy into the roots. So not much to do about crabgrass right now. But definitely do it in the spring, and we'll talk about that on the radio next spring.
Okay. Well, what can you do for your lawn now to prepare it for killing frost or, you know, prepare it for next year? What can you do for your lawn right now?
Well, we're going to definitely spray the weeds out, the broadleaf weeds out. So if you have like dandelions, clover, and that type of stuff, type of weeds, you should spray those out. And then like your lawn, Paul, we're going to interseed it. was putting more grass seed in there to get it to thicken up. And we're also going to spray a product on there called Save My Lawn, which is a product by Omentum, and that'll enhance the root system of your lawn, so it'll get your soil a lot better. So those are the things that we do in the fall.
Okay. All right. Well, the phone's ringing off the hook here. We're getting some questions in, Dwayne.
We better answer those.
I want to talk about what we talked about at the Dawson Chamber event the other night up at Hilltop. Becky Overlander with the Wisses, and they have some really nice pear trees. I found something interesting that you said to Terry, that you know you should plant pear trees together, not just one pear tree, right? Talk about that a little bit.
They have to cross-pollinate. I mean, pears aren't self-pollinating. It has to cross with another pear. That's why I was telling Becky we're having the sex talk. So you have to have, and even people that are diehard pear people will plant three pears so to make sure that they cross-pollinate. So you want to definitely have more than one pear, plant one pear when you're going to start to grow pears. Okay? And usually it should be different types of pear. Like there's some new pears put out by the University of Minnesota. Well, they're not so new anymore, but in my lifetime, Luscious Pear, Gourmet Pear, Summer Crisp Pear, those are all good pears.
I didn't realize, pear trees can grow in our climate, but they do, huh?
Oh, yeah, very easy. And when you get a pear tree and you have that gets cooler weather and it gets all those juices going, yeah, it can't beat a good pear grown in Minnesota.
Okay, all right. And, let's talk a little. Should we answer some questions?
You bet. Let's do that. Time goes fast.
All right, peony. This person has a peony plant and has never bloomed, and leaves are covered with dusty-like something. Peony plant has never bloomed, and leaves are covered with dusty-like something.
Well, the dusty-like something is called mildew, okay? And mildew is a fungus disease, and you should spray your plants with a fungicide, and I would strongly suggest the product that we have is called Save My Plants or a Biomentum. That'll take care of that mildew problem right away. If you've had your peony a long time and it's never bloomed, it probably was planted too deep. If you plant a peony too deep, it's not going to bloom. So maybe you need to dig it up and raise it up and then fertilize it good when you plant it again. And it has to be in the sun. It's definitely a sun plant. And if it has never bloomed, I would say that it's planted too deep.
Okay. All right. Here's a question that came in. If I transplant rhubarb closer to trees, how far should it be planted from the trees?
The first thing is you don't want to get too close to the tree because the tree will win, okay? It'll take all the moisture, the nutrients, and the sun. You definitely want the rhubarb planted in the sun. I would say you got to be at least, 20, 25 feet away from that tree and make sure it's on the sunny side of the tree.
Our rhubarb this year in my yard is really, they went nuts this year.
Is that a good thing?
That's a good thing. I love rhubarb. Don't you love rhubarb?
Oh, yeah. I like rhubarb and strawberry pie.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, you mentioned lilac questions at the fair last week. We got one here, Dwayne.
What's that question?
This person has six lilac bushes, about 10 years old. And about a month ago, they dropped the leaves, now blooming, and bloomed in the spring also. Did this last year too? How come?
Well, dropping the leaves is from mildew, okay? It's a fungus disease like we talked about before. You definitely should spray them with Save My Trees, which is a solution that I created. It'll stop that right away. And the reason that they bloom the second time is the lilacs are under stress, and so they're blooming to try to create seeds to survival of the lilac. So that's showing a sign of stress.
Okay. Stress from too much water or heat or what?
No. From losing its leaves.
Oh, okay.
Okay, from the mildew. So the mildew has caused the leaves to fall off, so there's no chlorophyll production there, so it can't support itself. So it's under stress, so it's dying. So it's going to produce seeds to try to survive. So you got to spray that with a fungicide. I sprayed, in fact, that's what I'm kind of doing now is spraying lilacs. And I sprayed a couple of them yesterday, too. So you can stop that, and then it'll actually relieve.
Okay. Speaking of lilac bushes, can you cut them down to the ground and to make them grow back better or bigger, or how does that work?
You know, if you have an old lilac and it's, you know, all woody and branches and it's not pretty anymore, take your chainsaw and cut it right down to the ground.
That's what I did.
Don't leave. Yep, and it'll come back. Give it a shot of fertilizer, and you'll get a nice, you know, you'll get the new stems coming. You'll get better blooms. You'll get a better lilac.
Okay. Do you like lilac bushes?
Yes, I do.
I think we talked about this before. Do they attract mosquitoes?
I don't know if they attract mosquitoes, but you know what we said before is the gnat season and the mosquito season are kind of the same time that the lilacs bloom. And, you know, I think lilacs get a bum rap, but there's, you know, the sweetness of the lilac, you know, the sugars and stuff. I'm sure that the bugs are attracted to that, so I suppose it does attract at least gnats.
Okay. All right, our last question here. I think we've had this one before, but it says, I have a tree infected with bugs, and I have two questions. Is it best to use systematic insecticide now or next year? Is it best to use before or after a rain?
Hey, a lot of questions there. If you have bugs on your plant, why wouldn't you want to spray it and kill the bugs right now?
It's a tree.
Okay, a tree. Systemic insecticide means that it gets into the system of the tree. That means that you sprinkle it on or spray it on, and the tree absorbs it, and it gets into the system and will kill those bugs. Problem is the trees right now are doing the wrong thing. They're for the systemic to work, it's taking the energy from the leaves and putting it into the roots, and that's not where the bugs probably are. So it's actually, if the question is, should I put systemic on now? No, put it on next spring. But I would spray your tree right now if you have a bug problem. Spray the tree and spray the roots, you know, the top of the ground with, it's called Save My Trees, and that'll help a lot right now.
All right, and Save My Trees, you can get that at Heather, I would guess, right?
Exactly, okay. Yes.
All right, well, what's happening at Heather Nursery in Floral Duane? Got about a minute.
Well, we just got done with the fair, and that was a lot of fun. We are busy doing landscaping projects. We got a lot of landscaping projects, so if you need a landscaping design, that's kind of my job, and Randy and John and crew are putting in the landscaping. That's the busy season right there. We're also going to be planting porch pots or fall planters out at the Vine on September 21st. I think that's a Saturday. And I don't exactly see
September
what time.
20th is a Saturday.
September 20th. And just go to the Vine on your website web, and you'll find out all the details.
Okay, real good.
I can't remember right off the top of my head. I've gotten too much tree spray on.
Yeah. Well, thanks to everyone that called in questions today. Appreciate that. And Duane, got another garden show underneath our belt.
You bet. And everybody have a great day. Hey, it's nice weather out there. Get out and do some horticulture items.
All right. Duane Hassett with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.
To Q92, KLQB, Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.